Good morning. We continue in Chayyim Hichusha, but we're learning Chayyim Ches Siman Aleph. Hamarake kedei lahotzi habsalus chayv mishum marake. Person does an act of sifting in order to remove the psalus. A person is going to be held culpable. He's going to hold, it means it's a level of chiyuv. It's nisa deraisa because of marake. Just to explain the word marake, rikud means to dance. When a person takes a sifter, a sieve, and he shakes it to help the sifting process, is the particles inside of the sifter look like they're dancing. So hence the word merake. So a person takes the sifter and he shakes it to make things fall out of it, or he pours something through the sifter. So he's doing some maisa with the item, with the kli. He's doing some maisa malacha, so he's going to be chayav for merake. A person does it to extract the psalus. Now, this can be possible in one of two ways. In some scenarios, the item that you want is larger and stays inside of the sifter, and the undesirable item falls below. In some cases, it's the opposite, that the desired item is what falls through the bottom, and the undesirable desirable item stays on top. For our purposes, both of those are going to be nisa deraisa. The Mora has some of a discussion that maybe one is considered merake and one is considered berer. But practically, they're both in Yisrael deraisa. See, either way, that's going to happen. That's going to be a case of an Yisrael deraisa. So he gives an example which is not so common for us. He gives a second example which maybe is more relevant. First example is Sarak Limchas Biyad HaNoisnim Mispa L'susim. They're feeding their horses. Just in Hashibar L'Shu'al, so they put the oats, the kvara, in the sifter. Kavrin L'Hotzei HaMoitz L'Nakosai. They shake it in order to that the she'af should fall out. Zuy Malach HaDaraisa, that'd be Malach HaDaraisa. If you merak at Matzah T'chunim, he gives another example, which is more common. So a person takes a matzah and he grinds it. So now you have what's known as matzah mel. So, when you grind the matzah into this matzah mill, not able to grind so well. Some of the pieces are too large to then use if you want to then make some type of a food item with that. Use the matzah mill to make cakes, etc. Knedlach, you don't want large pieces in there. So there are some large pieces of matzah which didn't break down in the grinding process. So you're now sifting out in the matzah mill to sift out the pieces of matzah which did not grind well. Now, on Shabbos, you're not going to be baking. So what would the scenario would be that be relevant? If a person, some reason or other, wants to eat the matzah mill. On Yom Tov would be relevant in regards to a person can bake and cook on Yom Tov. On Shabbos, a person cannot bake or cook, so what's he doing with the matzah mel? So he gives an example where a person would be eating some of the flour. So even though the larger pieces are edible, they're pieces of matzah, as opposed to regular psalus in the sense of they have no use at all. These are usable items. You can maybe go back and grind them again. They're not psalus in the true sense of the word. They're just a discard. But for this purpose, what he wants to accomplish, these pieces are unusable. And they are the equivalent of a psalus. So that situation is going to be chayiv. There will be a nisud deraisa to sift out the larger pieces of unground matzah from the pieces of ground matzah which are there. Amarakan is also on Yom Tov as well. However, we'll see that there's a discussion of a case where a person is sifting just to make the flour lighter. You sift it, it puts more air inside of it. So you're not sifting it to remove any impurities. That would be a different halacha. We'll see what that's about. So that's the what the Chayim talks about in Siman Beis. Imei b'psalus klal. So you have matzah melt, which has no psalas and has no impurities. It's ground, but it sat for a while, so it's starting to clump together. You want to separate it out to make it more separate. So a person is going to use the sifter to shake it out, to add air and break it apart into smaller pieces. So is that mutter? So that's going to be asur min rabbanan. So breaking the pieces apart into smaller pieces is not a problem of toichet, because we have a rule of tchina achar tchina. So if there would be a problem with toichet, so taking the larger clumps and breaking them into smaller pieces is toichet. So no, that's not a problem, because ain't tchina achar tchina. So we've solved this of toichet. But even so, it's going to be mekam malkam also the raktoi. It's also to do this. But it's going to be also mir rabbanan. We'll talk about more. This more. This is relevant on Yom Tov, with some limitations. We'll talk about it in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.